Section 3, number 3, case number 24-144, regarding Arlene Dress, CBT. So this is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Arlene Dreste, CVT, in case number 24-144. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 32-2234. You can go ahead and step forward, Ms. Dreste. You can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thank you. My name is Romy Dresty.
All right, thank you. Ms. Dresty, you've received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this interview is to inquire to the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials that you submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
I have a statement.
This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We'll begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask some questions. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. So Dr. Nosley, can you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Okay, thank you. At the May 15, 2024, Arizona Veterinary Medical Examining Board meeting, the board opened an investigation regarding the respondent's conduct after receiving information that she was treating animals without veterinary supervision and operating an animal premise, Desert Haven Animal Clinic, without a current veterinary premise license. Desert Haven Animal Clinic's website indicated veterinary services were being offered to the public.
Thank you. Let's see. So at this time, Ms. Dresty, I'd like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. We now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe would be relevant.
So, may I ask a question? So, I prepared this opening statement. It's going to be brief. Uh-huh. I have time to myself, but also, I'm asking if I can address the individual points that were in the original complaint.
Yes.
I was told I was allowed to do that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So. After having had an opportunity to review the original complaint filed on May 2nd, I reiterate my stand that it was done to inflict harm on my character and reputation with no basis in fact. The person who originated this complaint is the CEO of our local community health center and was hired by our board, upon which I sit, in July 2023. It had come to our attention that this man is a fraud and lied on his application, amongst other things. The board majority was taking steps to address this and then were illegally removed and replaced with an illegal board. We have been in litigation for several months and still are. He is the defendant in this case. The witnesses all work under him and are afraid of losing their jobs and or other forms of retaliation if they do not comply with his wishes or demands. He has fired close to 20 people in less than a year when they did not do so. The people at the clinic are walking on eggshells for fear they will be missed. Upon preparing for the injunction hearing that I mentioned last month, which was voluntarily dismissed by his attorney on April 1st. I collected letters of character reference and support for myself from various members of the community, two of whom worked at the clinic and expressed in their letters that they were doing it anonymously for fear of retaliation from that man. I'm in the process of filing my own injunction against him for ongoing harassment. This complaint is just part of his relentless campaign to discredit me. Nowhere in the original complaint does it state that anyone witnessed me treating animals, neither supervised nor unsupervised. It is just hearsay, and he said, she said. He states in the opening paragraph that I am a former board member of Desert Sunita Community Health Center. What does that have to do with any of this? Is it so they can say they heard me say this or that in a meeting? During the board meeting, the only people in the room were the awful board members. The members from Arizona City and clinic staff were joined by Zoom, so there was no mention of my operating a clinic or anything else with these people. But with regards to Desert Haven Animal Clinic, allow me to clarify. Desert Haven Animal Clinic is not a clinic by traditional standards. I learned that in Arizona, one doesn't have to be a licensed veterinarian to own a clinic. I thought, wow, great. Build it and they will come. Again, I just wanted to help my remote, underserved, unincorporated town. So in 2021, I established Desert Haven as a nonprofit 501c3 entity. My first thought was a brick and mortar, and so I called the vet board, spoke with Dawn, who was the compliance inspector at the time, to find out what I needed to start a clinic. She ran off a list of things, but I asked, what is the very first thing I need? She said, a licensed veterinarian. That is when I asked Dr. King to be our responsible veterinarian. She agreed to do it and help as she could. Thus began my many phone calls over the past few years to Dawn and then mostly Victoria. I needed guidance and I wanted to make sure I did things the right way and in compliance. There were quite a few calls that covered the same questions and the same answers as Victoria can attest to. The clinics only operated when Dr. King was able to come down and help us. We have not been able to even have a clinic in 2 years due to her busy schedule elsewhere. However, she does remain our vet. At the present time, Desert Haven's main function is to serve as facilitator or sponsor to bring visiting vets and clinics. I'm still working on this. I do work with Pima County and PAC to bring their team to Ajo a few times a year to provide much needed services, but they're limited to spay and neuter and vaccine clinics. And I did just receive an email last night that we may be getting a visiting clinic in December to provide the above services and perhaps some veterinary wellness exams. I've also been in recent meetings with people from the vet school at the U of A. Desert Haven has also been able to raise money as a 501c3 to help people with the cost of veterinary care for their pets. For example, we paid for an enucleation surgery for a pup. His mom would not have been able to afford the surgery otherwise. This is also part of our mission. I'm not doing any of this for personal gain, including financial. Quite the contrary. There is no one else stepping up, and so I did. I welcome any assistance and leadership to help make my vision. To help make my vision a reality for my community. I'll be glad to hand over the reins. I just want to fill a meeting. Sorry.
That's okay.
Forgive me.
Who's that lady?
I didn't know if you were finished.
I'm finished with that part.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, Dr. Nosley, you're the lead. Do you have any questions?
I have some questions. Take your time. Don't rush.
Deep breath.
No. So Desert Haven Animal Clinic is the name of the 501c3 entity.
Yes, sir.
Nonprofit charity.
Yes.
Okay. And you addressed it a little bit. How did you arrive at that name specifically, clinic.
How did I arrive at the word clinic? I just thought it was part of, you know, just part of it. Again, you know, like I said last month, if I knew what I was getting myself into, I would have just shot myself in the head and been done with it. Truly. I just, you know, it's, again, I learned that you don't have to be a licensed veterinarian to own a clinic in Arizona. So I, you know, there was nobody else doing it. We need it. Our closest clinics are 2 hours away. You know, our people can't do that. And a lot of times they just, they go without care for their animals because they can't make the trip. So if I was misguided in using that word, I'll change it.
Do you, as a CVT, and knowing the statutes covering the CVT, do you have an understanding that a clinic requires a licensed practicing veterinarian to operate?
Well, and that's why I said that's not a clinic in the traditional sense.
Okay, yeah. I think you've answered. Yeah, I think you've answered that. Thank you. How does Desert Haven Animal Clinic obtain funding specifically for operating expenses?
Well, I mean, there's not a lot at the present time, as I explained, there's not a lot of operating going on because we have not been able, our veterinarian, Dr. King, has not been able to help us.
Okay.
So I've been working with anybody and everybody else. I've gone to conventions and conferences, networking, just pleading our case, you know, because, I mean, we have a lot of animals. We have a lot of pets down there. And presently, we have a lot of dogs that their rabies are expired because people can't, you know, they can't get to the clinics. We don't have anybody coming down here. Again, I'm probably misguided in my, you know, passion and enthusiasm and, you know, yeah.
Is there a business license required for the community?
No. We're unincorporated.
Okay. Does the Desert Haven Animal Clinic have its own dedicated phone number?
It did, but not anymore. Same for the website.
Does Desert Haven Animal Clinic have any medical equipment or medications on hand?
No. That comes with the veterinarian.
Okay. Regarding the website, and you are the owner of the website?
I was.
At the time?
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think we'll flesh out all what you're trying to say here with the questions. It'll be easier.
Okay.
Yeah. In the development phase of the website, who provided the content?
Initially, they did. I mean, I had to be convinced to have a website. I'm old school. I have a flip phone, you know, I'm proud of it. And, you know, oh, you have to have a website. Oh, you need to be on Facebook. Oh, you need to, no, because we're not there. You know, we're not, and we are a small community. We're not trying to compete with Phoenix or Tucson. We're just trying to fill a need and take care of our own people because nobody else is. And as far as the website, it was iMatrix, Vet Matrix, who, you know, again, met at one of the conventions, started talking, conversation, and they put together the initial website, and it was very generic. It said, Desert Haven Animal Clinic is a urgent 24/7 mobile, you know, nonprofit. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. And they put they put a Google map with a pin with my home address on it. I said, please don't do that, because if you're familiar with small towns and rural thinking people, they're going to show up at my house at 2 o'clock in the morning with a situation. And as I'll state in one of my other statements, I've never ever tried to pretend that I'm somebody I'm not. I've never, you know, again, I tell people the first thing, I'm not a DVM, I'm a CBT. There are so many things I cannot do, and I list them. But again, in rural communities with, you know, and it's an old mining town, so you have that, you know, they take care of you. A lot of people can't make that and can't or don't or won't make the distinction between DVM and CBT. They just know that I know something. Does that make sense?
Okay. I think we'll get into that. With the website, they provided the content, and I believe you said in your response you did your bio, but they did all the rest of the content, and you weren't asked to approve any of that content?
So that's where, as I stated last month, it was, I'm using the word hacked. The website, I had checked every so often, I just look at it just because, you know, to see what, you know. And it was always a very basic, you know, Desert Haven Animal Clinic, you know, a nonprofit 501c3, mobile, with my bio and services, you know, services provided. And there's a cute picture of a Weimaraner lying down saying, coming soon. And that was it. That was it. Because I don't believe in misrepresenting. I pride myself on my honesty. And then when I got the letter back in May from Tracy, I looked at the website, and I was like, whoa, this is nothing that I authorized. Nothing that I authorized. It said we do e-appointments or e-scheduling, so call for your appointment. I'm old school, pen and paper. So that's your first tip off, that wasn't me. And then it said we're open 6 days a week. What's open 6 days a week? And then finally it said we have a full staff of veterinarians to help, you know, to help your pets. And, you know, to provide services, et cetera, pocket pets and exotics and this, that, and the other thing. Again, that's my wish list, but that's not the present reality. So the website was, and when I would call, and I immediately called them, the web people, and had that. I said, because of your negligence, I said, my certificate is now at risk. Take it down, we're done. And I have people that can attest to the difference in the website, because when I was, you know, I mean, it's a small community, I've been there for 28 years, everybody knows whether they want to or not, you know. I, you know, I told them, and they're like, and they've seen the website before, and then they saw it, and they said, this is not, you know, this is not the same website that...
So who made the changes?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't... Is that, therein lies the question. I don't know.
Well,
I think, to be honest with you, I think it involves the same person who initiated the complaint. It's very nefarious things that are going on, and, I mean, if you want to hear everything, I'd be happy to tell you. But
yeah, doesn't the website...
I think we can discuss that. I don't know if I can do discussion right now, but no. There's templates.
Yeah.
And that's what these companies
that's
use.
That's what we're talking about. So
yeah, but
somebody generally signs off on that. So what I'm asking right now, and we'll be discussing this among ourselves, to be clear, you provided just a bio, And then a time period occurred, and after you got the complaint, you saw what the website actually said. So in that interim, you had no idea that any of this was on there. Nobody brought to your attention. Nobody said anything about that until you got the complaint.
Correct.
And then...
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
I looked at it.
You're also saying you did not approve of any of that content.
Correct.
Regarding... It just appeared on there somehow.
Correct.
So... My question, I guess, is so short of someone trying to impersonate you and talk to this website company, are you saying that you didn't authorize it, but somebody else may have authorized it, and you're the owner of the website?
Correct. And I don't know. I mean, I'm a technical, you know, but I know that these things happen.
Okay.
And the other thing with these people, there was no, like, you know, when you go into certain accounts or anything, I do know this much, you know, you have your password, they ask security questions, things like that. This company did not do anything like that. So anybody could have, you know, either emailed them and said, I'm on the address and I want to make these changes, or called them.
Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah. Look, like I said, we'll be discussing some of that. So your part in it was the name and your bio, basically.
Correct.
That was
correct.
That. In that material, I'll just briefly read it. She founded Desert Animal Haven Clinic in 2021 to provide for the needs of the pets of Ajo and surrounding communities, and then about no clinics closer than 100 miles, 2 hours away, except in Mexico. And then as a mobile clinic, and so we're already confused there. Is this a clinic or a mobile clinic? Desert Haven Animal Clinic can go where their need is. If a person has mobility issues, a cat that doesn't like going out of the house, dog who doesn't get along well with other dogs, Desert Haven Animal Clinic can address those issues. I guess my question is how?
So, again, you know, I suppose I put the cart before the horse, and I have that addressed in my statement. But to answer your question, starting this clinic, you know, thought about the brick and mortar thing, and you know, and looked at several properties going forward, and then. Due to circumstances, personality, you know, we regrouped and realized that we should have a mobile. And, you know, moving forward, because going to the need. Because again, with our community, one of the main, you know, obstacles is getting people to us, getting them to the clinic. So, you know, I'm like, well, mobiles are the wave of the future.
Okay.
They're, you know, self-contained. We can, my vision is to have a full service, you know, but it's not here now.
Okay.
So that website was just kind of put out there as an introduction of what we want to be doing, you know.
So
is the premise?
So there was,
yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
I was going to ask.
Oh, go ahead.
Now it's, the vision is a mobile clinic, and is there a mobile veterinary premise license?
No, because there's no mobile clinic.
No mobile, and
there's
no responsible.
We had, and again, my statement, I mean,
okay.
We, last year, a friend donated her class CRV to us, for this purpose, you know, to have, and she wanted to do a nice thing. And so it's sitting on my property, waiting to be retrofitted, modified, to be compliant as a mobile clinic. But we live in Ajo, so it's sitting on my property as, you know, as an RV.
It's missing an important ingredient.
I know it's confusing, I'm sorry.
Is that the question?
Yeah, so there's no actual premise license at all.
Correct.
For either a stationary clinic or a mobile, because there is nothing
license.
There's nothing going on.
Nothing in existence. So there's a website that talks about this clinic. There was a website, and then there's a doctor that comes down, and what do? You use schools or churches or something to host these events in?
Mm-hmm. Now, as a follow-up to that, does Desert Haven collect the money from the services, or does the veterinarian collect it directly? How are the services paid for?
So the Dr. King, you know, when we've had the clinics with her, she gets reimbursed for, you know, for her supplies and everything.
Through
the money that we collect from the, you know, from the clients.
So someone brings in an animal, a dog, to one of these mobile clinics, whatever you're doing, the vaccines, they're going to give you the money as Desert Haven, not Dr. King as Dr. King. They're paying the rescue, or they're paying, I'm sorry, the 501c3?
If they wrote a check, who would it be made out to?
It would be made out to Desert Haven, and then we pass it over.
Okay.
And again, if that's not the right way of doing things, please tell me.
So you said in your letter, or your response to us, that you have held clinics when you had a licensed veterinarian on site. Now, was that only Dr. King, or was there other veterinarians that you used?
And as I said in the opening statement, as Desert Haven, mm-hmm. we hosted Dr. King, mm-hmm. okay? But as a community, and I'm the liaison, I'm a big mouth, I'm walking billboards, so, you know, I work with the county to bring PAC in, trying to get these other entities to come in, you know.
But like I said, PAC has their own mobile license and stuff. But I mean, does Dr. King have a mobile practice license?
She does, because we discussed that.
She does have a clinic that has a mobile unit attachment to it.
Okay.
But keep in mind, if you provide services at any one location on a regular basis, which is defined as once a month or more, you would need a premise license for that address location.
Even with a mobile unit?
Even with
I thought the mobile unit transferred to the PetSmart parking lot.
A mobile clinic can go wherever.
Oh, not mobile unit. Thank you. So, how often were you holding? That was my next question. How often were you holding when you were doing that? Was it at the weekend? Once a year?
How many total?
Yeah, how many?
How many total?
From start to finish?
How many clinics?
Yeah, just approximation.
Yeah. How many clinics?
Maybe a dozen.
Okay. And were you doing it like every single month, or were you doing it quarterly or something? Or?
Yeah.
And it would just, the location would vary to whatever was available.
And there were no other veterinarians involved other than Dr. King?
Not for those clinics, no.
For any clinics?
Again, with PAC, they have their own veterinarian. Dr. Jennifer Wilcox comes.
Did she come and hold clinics with you?
When we have the PAC events, she's the one that usually comes.
And is PAC doing it where they're collecting the fees? So you're just facilitating getting them there? Oh, they're offering free clinics.
They're offering free through the county. So, yeah, and again, I'm just the liaison, you know, just the person that kind of...
So it's not really under Desert Haven?
No.
So even though it's free from them, you're not collecting any money from Desert Haven?
Correct.
So, okay.
Correct.
You're just helping to organize it. Okay.
Absolutely. Helping them get there.
So, in Dr. King's letter to us, she said when she had time, she'd do a mobile veterinary trip, mm-hmm. and did everything from rabies, vaccinations, to small surgeries. These are the clinics we just discussed, right? Okay. What are these small surgeries? I don't understand what small surgery means.
She did a surgery, and it may have been the first clinic that we had, and that was back in 21. An older dog had a lump on the back of her neck, 10-year-old dog, Bartlett, and just had, you know, a lump on her neck, so she just excised that, you know.
So no spays and neuters? No. And where was that surgery performed?
At the church.
And the equipment, instruments, and medications? Where did the materials come from? Equipment, instruments,
medications?
Okay. In your response letter to us, you said, let me assure you that I have veterinary supervision. So what veterinary procedures have you performed with veterinary supervision?
I haven't. I guess what I meant by that is when people call, you know, I don't treat animals. When somebody calls with an issue, you know, either I contact Dr. King or there's a few other veterinarians that, you know, I've worked with, that, you know, I ask them what they think, you know, or put them direct, I usually put people directly in contact, and mostly with Dr. King, since she's the one that's been, you know, kind of riding along with us.
Okay. Have you ever given any vaccinations without a veterinarian's examination to anybody's pet other than your own?
I have in the past.
Did you charge for that service?
No.
And who supplied the vaccine?
The people. And it basically was a matter of they got the vaccine, they were afraid to do it, mm-hmm. and they knew that I could, so they asked me to. Okay. And again, I mean, if that's, you know, if that's not something I'm supposed to do.
Thank you for answering. In your response, you state that you've had discussions with Victoria. What guidance did you receive? Just briefly, what guidance did you receive? What can be done?
That's why there were so many calls that were the same questions with the same answers, because the old gray matter ain't what it used to be. And so, you know, just that, you know, we need a responsible veterinarian in order to have a clinic, and just as far as the, you know, we had multiple discussions trying to get me to understand the difference between mobile unit, mobile clinic, and things like that.
But it was clear that basically the guidance was you need a responsible veterinarian to provide services.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that took multiple conversations?
It did, because there's a lot of other things. You know, it wasn't, because of the nature, where we are, what's going on, the difficulty of getting a veterinarian,
sure.
You know, there were months, maybe sometimes a year or two, not quite that long. And, you know, I have other things going on in my life, so that's why I'm like, Victoria, and she'd say, well, we've already covered this. And I said, no, can we go over it again, please?
So the complainants in this case prefer to be anonymous, and you address that. Some specific things, just to answer briefly regarding some of the things, since they're not here to tell us. You were and still are, at least at the time they wrote the letter, operating Desert Hills Veterinary Clinic.
There you go.
Desert Haven.
I'm sorry.
Desert Haven.
I knew I was going to do that.
And it was almost like the name came from a coin toss.
Yeah.
Coin,
I knew I was going to say
coin
that.
Toss.
Eventually. Desert Haven, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay, so do I need to address each question separately, or can I address
just where did that come from?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay.
Sorry.
You were and still are operating Desert Haven Veterinary Clinic.
Okay. Thank you. I am not operating an animal clinic. Again, this complaint, and I know where it came from. And I stated in the opening statement.
Okay.
You did.
This is baseless, trying to harm me, defame me, discredit me because he's got other, you know.
So it's just a false statement.
It's a false statement, correct.
And the same as you described yourself as being in clinic, what does that mean?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
So you never said that. And you carry a cell phone, did or do, on which you receive emergency calls, animal calls, and texts? Explain that to me.
Can okay, so as far as that comment, who doesn't carry a cell phone anymore?
That's not the question.
And receiving emergency animal calls and texts, to be honest with you, I may have used that excuse to excuse myself from the board meeting, you know, and say, oh, I'm sorry, I gotta go. However, I think there was confusion there because I volunteer at the local county shelter, Pima Animal Care. We have a substation. I've been doing that for 21 years. I help them however they need me to, and maybe that's their calls that were coming in that they're thinking, you know, I'm running off to, you know, perform CPR in a Great Dane. And I have to make clear that I volunteer with the shelter as a community member, not as a CBT. I do not do, we've talked, you know.
So the answer to the question, yes or no, is?
You carry a phone.
I do carry a phone.
And answer it as Desert Haven.
I do not.
That's the extent of my questions. Thank you. Anybody else?
I asked the ones I had.
Covered those discussions. Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Dressday, do you have anything you would like to add?
Can I address the complaint just from point to point? Am I allowed to do that?
But we just did that with
that's
questions.
That's just what we did.
This is just a closing statement.
We're trying to get going here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did that when you with your opening.
Right. Well, not exactly. I mean, well.
So basically, do you have any additional remarks?
I do a few.
Okay.
I mean, if I may, because, well, I know that it was filed anonymously. Even though on the bottom of the complaint form says that, you know, Arizona state law says that they have to disclose, you know, unless you can show that disclosure will cause them harm. And I know that I'm not privy to what documentation he provided, but it's, you know, if it was the injunction that And I don't need to know this, but I'm just saying for the record and for your information, if the, and I can only think that the proof he submitted, provided, was the injunction that he had filed against me for workplace harassment back in February, that was voluntarily dismissed by his attorney in April, which was exactly a month before he filed this complaint. They're in this complaint, there's not a single person that says that they witnessed me performing any treatment on anybody, supervised or unsupervised. It's all hearsay. It's he said, she said. And again, the witnesses, you know, they all work for him. They work underneath him. And this man, God forgive me, but he's diabolical, and he fires people.
And Madam Chair, point of order. We're getting way off kilter.
This is an honest
complaint. Yeah, these things really don't.
I'm sorry. I'm just.
We appreciate it, but they don't really apply to what we're.
And we've already heard it. I think we.
We've covered it.
Yeah.
May I use my closing statement?
if it offers anything totally new.
Yeah, we need new information.
It's factual and has nothing to do with the personal complaint.
Well, I can tell you that I just want to say, and this is factual, it's a sacred honor to be trusted by people with their pets' welfare. I'm sure many of you share that. That's why I would never do anything to betray that trust by pretending I'm someone I'm not. And you can ask anyone again, as I said earlier, I've never claimed to be a DVM, I've never claimed to be able to do anything that a licensed veterinarian can or will do. And I joined the program, the Vet Tech program, to help my community within the confines of my certificate. I'm glad I went back to school. I learned a lot. I walked into the program with all puffed up, choked on a lot of humble pie, because I gained a lot of knowledge. I've never done anything with malicious intent, no disrespect to the field, nor would I do anything to intentionally risk my certification. This is too important. Helping animals is why I truly draw breath. And I appeal to you for your help. If I have done anything misguided, please show me the proper way of doing things. We just need help, and I welcome that help. That's factual.
Thank you.
Okay. This concludes the portion of the informal interview in which board members hear testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter. So you can go ahead and step back, Ms. Justin.
So, I would like, before we do discussion, because it may help, if we could go into executive session for a legal question.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because for the record, Assistant Attorney General Jeannie?
Yes.
Galvin has stepped in for Mr. Mark Harris, so we have a motion to go into second. Executive session and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We will go into executive session for legal advice.